need to climb. It's only in my mind. I just can't wait until we are in the middle of nowhere. We'll sing along to a new song. We'll sing it at the top of our lungs. We'll build a fire and a future with a lighter in our time. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by. Build a fire and a future with a ladder in our time. We'll spend it good because we know it's passing by.
Thank you. would jump, you'd swear it was all the rage. Whether tearing up old treaties or just tearing up the place, it's always corporate infrastructure over the structure of your face. Moscow to Jackboot show is so much in store for any silly student who doesn't want to learn the score. So the Moscow Jackboot ballet finds some scared young dancing floor. To Beijing, stretching south a thousand miles, where they rock the jackboot drum there, like that shit's going out of style. All around the world, you'd think that things were looking rough, but the jackboot only jumps down on people standing up. So you know good things are happening when the jackboot needs to jump.
Oh my god, we're back.
Hello? Wait, I can't hear anything.
Can you hear anything now?
Yes.
Great. Can everyone hear themselves?
Wait, I actually take that back.
Can you hear yourself now?
Yes. Okay, now I can actually.
Great.
Can you hear yourself now? Well, you should probably talk.
Hello.
Or maybe try those heads. Oh no, it's this one. Can you hear yourself? Hello? Hello? Oh, baby. Okay. This is Manny B.
This is DJ Sam Strobes.
This is Easy. I don't have a DJ name.
Good. You will later.
This is DJ Chloe K. This is Birdwatching, and you are listening. Is that it? Is that
what we say Birdwatching at the end?
Oh, well, then what is This Is Blank?
This is DJ Chloe K.
Okay, restart. Okay, and scene. This is DJ Chloe K, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Birdwatch.
Wow. Okay. I don't think anybody out there in the greater Medford area knows how much of a trip it was to get into the studio tonight.
Yeah. Why don't you tell them?
All right. So first, let's flash backward. A little over an hour ago, Izu and I met outside the studio, ready for our show. Then we enter the studio. Two small girls are in the studio. I was like, ooh, I don't think it's your time slot, you tiny girls.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, I'm pretty sure we checked, but like it probably is our bad. But then I was like, I really didn't check, so it probably isn't your bad. And then I checked, and my show was rescheduled for 7 to 8 this spring semester. no problem. Izu was like, I'll come back in an hour. But then I looked on the on the sub list, and someone was like, I'm claiming the 7 to 8 spot to fix the CDs. And I was like, well, you can't do that because that's my show slot. So I emailed Joanne. She didn't respond. I emailed the ops director, also didn't respond. But we came in here. Joanne was fixing the CDs. We were able to get into our show, and the CDs are fixed. Still pending why I don't have a show on the real schedule, but hopefully that's all sorted out, and it'll be better next Tuesday.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Wow.
Story.
What an amazing.
I'm a little sweaty from my 2 trips to Curtis Hall in the past hour.
You went all the way back to Curtis?
I did. Which is just as far away from this building as possible.
Kind of on the opposite side of campus.
Somebody say
that.
It's okay. And Chloe was going to come right from squash.
I was on my way right from squash. Texted on
to
my
the
way.
Earlier one?
To the earlier one. And Amanda goes, stop now. Stop everything. Don't come. And so I didn't. And I went back home. And then we walked here together.
You guys added one, though, so.
We totally
That's
did.
That's true.
It's a blessing to have you in the studio. Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be here.
But, okay, let's see what time it says my show is.
Okay.
New for bird
I like
watching.
That it says Mandy B.
That's my name. okay, well, it still says my show is at 6 p.m., so I guess it's
Is that on the online schedule?
Yeah. So, Tuesday, bird watching, 6 p.m. What?
What?
Oh my god, I'm so confused.
Oh dear.
So they messed up.
Okay, so
everyone messed up.
There's some kind of discrepancy.
Alright.
I'm just gonna leave it for right now. Because my show's also. Wait. Now my show's gone.
What?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
You've been voted off the island.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's okay. We'll just. It'll be fine. Alright, but anyway.
Anywho.
Sam. You're leaving us so soon. Please very tell soon. The listeners so where soon. You're going.
It's very sad, but also very exciting. To everyone listening, I'm going on an adventure to Dunedin, New Zealand for a semester abroad. Mm. And I'm leaving all these lovely people here in Medford, and they're going to hold down the fort while I'm gone. Mm-hmm. And...
We totally will.
That about does it. It's a little strange because everyone who's abroad is abroad.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of in limbo.
Yeah, that's weird timing.
Because even people who are abroad who are like had orientation for like 25 days, they even started classes. Like they're out there doing it.
I start orientation on the 24th.
Of February.
Of February.
Okay.
And I start classes on... March 1st.
That's so crazy.
That's like after all my midterms.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be sure to ask you how they went.
Please do.
While I start classes.
I have 2. And they're 2 days
supposedly,
apart.
Supposedly. Oh boy. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I will be.
Supposedly, one of my classes is taken by like most of the abroad kids.
What's it called?
Maori society. It's on the native New Zealand tribe.
Oh. Mm.
And it's supposedly a breeze.
That sounds wonderful. What other classes does one take while in New
one
Zealand?
Takes whatever classes he pleases.
Oh, yes.
I please to take. That's not a word.
No, it is.
Okay, here we go. That, environmental studies, and 2 philosophy classes.
Oh, baby.
Ooh, and I don't have a Friday class, so I'll have 3-day weekends every weekend, and it'll be a time.
You're going to get so tan.
Am I?
Is he?
Yeah, you are going to get so tan.
It's like their winter.
Right? Oh, maybe
no, it's their
wrong.
Summer, because it's our winter. However.
It's approaching very.
It's going into their winter,
the
so it's like their
like
fall.
What is the weather like there every day? Like super warm.
I think it's pretty temperate. It's really south, but it's on the shore, so it's pretty rainy, like, all the time. It's like a Seattle, kind of.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're going to have the best time, and we are going to hold on the fort. And we're going to keep bird watching, and we're going to keep watching movies on Friday nights.
Yes. That's going to be great. And only movies on Friday nights. Never going out, ever.
Speaking of movies, I was talking to my brother today, and he said that we should go see Jojo Rabbit. He said it's an excellent film. Have you guys seen it?
No, we want to go see it.
We do want to go see
Let's
it.
Let's go
Can
see
Can we
it.
See it?
No, you guys see it.
Okay.
See
okay.
It.
Okay.
Also, yeah. Izu and I wanted to see Parasite. I don't know if you guys.
I want
to
see that.
Yeah.
So badly.
Wait, we have so many movies to see in the next 4 days.
Maybe we should
fun.
Have
fun.
Our plans on the air.
Mm. Let's see how many people we have listening, and then we can play a song.
Maybe I'll watch it on the plane.
Oh. Watch what?
A movie. Parasite.
Which one?
I guess both. It's like a 19-hour flight. So.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. You're going to have a lot of free time.
Yeah.
How many listeners do we have, Amanda?
13.
What?
Whoa. Yeah,
whoa,
baby.
We're popular.
Yeah, we are.
That's a lot more than last week.
Well, I don't know.
Can someone call in, or do we not want that?
Oh, no. We always want people to call in.
Call in.
Call in if you're out there. Okay. Rachel. Yeah, I feel like they all heard that cry for help. Yeah. Well, like Sam. DJ's Sam Henney, who is in the... Oh, no, DJ Croc, as he's other formerly known, who was in the studio 2 weeks ago. He only listens to WMFO when he's in his car. That's just, like, what his radio is set to. Okay.
That doesn't come up here, too. So you could have, like, 1,000 people car listening, and you wouldn't know. No, they don't. Car listeners don't.
Interesting.
This so is for, yeah. DJ Izu, well, pending DJ
yeah,
name.
Yeah, pending name.
Mm-hmm. I was actually a veteran of the studio. Can you tell us your history of WMFO?
Yeah, so I had a show freshman year. Unfortunately, I did not continue it as my time slot was very poor. Mm. It was 4 to 5 a.m. on a Monday.
That sucks.
And I would usually stay up, do the show, and then I would sleep till my 1:30 class.
Oh, no.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
That's tough. No way to have a Monday.
How many
listeners
do you have at that hour?
Like... 7 or 8.
Whoa.
Not the numbers you guys are putting up, but
nah.
You
know. No, we're close.
That's fair. Well, I'm happy to have you all in here today. The show is dedicated to DJ Sammy Strobes, but it's also dedicated to DJ Izu and DJ Chloe K.
What's the etymology behind Henny's DJ name?
So, DJ Sam Henney, also known as DJ Croc, got a pair of Crocs for Christmas.
Oh.
And
that'll do it.
They are gorgeous.
They
some
are.
May say effervescent and casual.
Some might.
And
oh, he was wearing them on Sunday.
Yeah, he loves them so much.
They're
and
white.
They're so white. And so he was really concerned about them getting dirty.
As
and so
he would.
The first couple weeks that I was here in Medford, and I would invite him over, he would bring them in his backpack and just put them on as shoes. And then I was like, why? And he's like, I don't want to get them dirty. And then I was like, I'll help you clean them when they get dirty.
You should get that spray.
Is there a Croc spray? Or just a general cleaning spray?
No, the like you can spray your Vans so they don't get dirty.
Oh, so this is just Crocs.
It's a different material.
It probably works.
I feel like it'll be great.
I don't know if it transfers over. I hope it does.
I totally think it will. Hmm. Okay, should we play another song?
Play a song.
Anyone have any recs?
Yes. Let me show you my phone.
Perfect.
The top one.
Oh. Okay, here we go.
Wait. Is it what I think it is, Sam?
Just keep Church it out.
That was a great song. Thanks, Sam.
You're welcome.
So,
oh, are we doing this now? Or should we wait? Let's wait.
Okay, we're going to wait for the PSA because there's still so much time in the show.
Yeah.
But I guess we can ask a general question and see where that takes us.
That's a good idea.
What is your ideal time to eat dinner? Because there was a discrepancy after the show mess up, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go cook dinner. And I was like, Izu, do you want to go cook? And then he's like, nah, I eat dinner really late.
Yeah, I'm having dinner after this.
Yeah, so what's your ideal time block to eat dinner?
Well, it changes when I'm at school.
Mm.
But
say you're living your best life,
then like 8, 9.
Okay. In this country or out of this country?
In this country.
Okay. How about you? Best life dinner time?
Best life dinner time. A good 6:45.
Mm.
That's so early.
Yeah, that's early.
I could never do that.
It is pretty early. That it's never done by me.
Amanda's gonna say like 6.
No, I like 6:30, 6 to 7 is like optimal. Going out to dinner, you like push it back to like 7:30-ish to make it a little more classy, you know? Then you can still be in bed by like 9:30, you know?
It's never. It's
yeah, I think it does depend on what time you're planning to go to sleep, because I feel like I could never eat at like 6:30.
Sorry.
And then, because I'm a late sleeper, so usually I need to eat late.
What time is your, do you go to bed / wake up?
On a school night.
Yeah.
Like 1:32.
Oof.
Wake up at like 9:30.
Me too. We're on the same schedule.
Wow.
And I struggle to get up at 9:30, so.
I woke up at 7:30 today.
That's impressive.
Crazy. And I went to bed at 10.
40-minute walk.
Wow.
Well, I told you I went to bed at 10 Sunday night, which was the first time I've gone to bed before 12 in maybe like 3 years. But that's just because of squash, so.
Chloe's our D1 squash player here.
I don't know if it's D1.
There's only one division.
Yes, by but default. I can't get into this.
No, tell us.
I'm just not sure, honestly. I think it's like it changes for Ivy's and stuff.
Okay.
B2 dubs.
She's just being humble.
I don't know.
Well, have anything fun that happened today? I could tell you that I did not have a fun day at work because they have nothing for me ever. So I sit there for 6 hours.
What if one of them are listening right now?
Kristen, if you're out there, please give me more work. I beg of you.
I hope she's listening. If so, call in.
Call in. We can discuss this more on Thursday. I asked to come in an hour late on Thursday for no reason. I was just like, oh, I got a meeting. But I don't. I just don't want to go.
That's totally fair.
She just doesn't have anything to give me. Silly for me to be there.
That's fair.
How do you...
Yes.
What have you done?
So, I made a survey that they're going to send out at a time TBD, collecting the emails of the people we send... No, not the emails. We have the emails. Collecting the job title of the people we send the emails to. So I made that, which is a 3-question survey. Super simple. I read a lot of background information they gave me. And so I pretended that took me 2 days, which would be a cumulative 12 hours of reading, which it was like nothing is 12 hours of reading.
That's true.
So... did that. Today they made me copy a spreadsheet to another spreadsheet, which is just a copy and paste situation on the computer. So that took like 30 seconds.
Nice.
I think honestly you're learning how to be a professional in that when there's time but no work,
That's you what
can
I'm
pretend
to type.
Be busy.
Yeah.
Valuable lessons.
I've really been trying. My boss came over to me today at like 3:45. I leave at 4. She goes, I'm so sorry I haven't checked in today. But like, was everything? Were you able to do everything? Was there any problems? And I was like, no, I think it was all good. Just chilling. And then I was like, oh, no, I'm not. I was just working all day. I literally said, just chilling.
I'm just chilling.
So anyway, it was a weird day for sure. Then I got ice cream at the end of the day because I was just like, I need this.
What flavor?
I got like a cookie flavor. It was like a very interesting. Have you ever been to Honeycomb Creamery on Mass Ave?
I want that now.
It's like there's like honey flavors and like mint flavor and like basil flavor. It was all very fresh. You should. Do you want to tell the people about Scoop, the greater Medford area?
People know.
Okay.
Scoop and Scootery is an exceptional ice cream delivery service, or you can go there in store. and there are many sundae options, or you can choose your own flavor and choose your own toppings, so...
It's just heaven.
Do you order off their website?
Yeah.
Because I used to order off Uber Eats, and I actually checked yesterday for Scoop, and I think they removed them from Uber Eats. But I've never ordered from the website, no.
Yeah, and they do the website.
I could really go for a second cup right now.
Would you like to order it after?
No, I really shouldn't.
Yeah, don't be lame.
I did nothing today, and then I just got ice cream.
Mandy B, don't be lame. I almost called you by your real name.
That was a close one for sure. All right, we'll talk about this while we're playing our next song.
All right.
Wait, before you do,
yep.
Can I show you a talent that I learned today?
Totally.
You did not learn this today.
Wow.
I'd just like to note that he did this the whole way as we walked in the window. That's absolutely absurd, son.
I am done.
No, never be done. That was the best thing I've ever heard. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
If anyone was confused, Sam was playing a song out of his phone, but then was eating the bottom of his phone to make those special sounds. I have to try. So anyway, here's the song. But it's never going to be as good as that song, and I'm sorry. They do it down on canvas and do it at my feet. Blazing about the beach all day at night, the crickets creepy. Squinting faces at the sky. A Harold Robbins paperback. Surface dropping bones and dry.
Lonely, standing there ocean, an open invitation. Animals, evidence, pearly gates look more like a picket fence. Once you get inside, I've got friends but can't invite them. Hills burn in California, my turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya. All the good girls go to hell, cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. My Lucifer is lonely. Look at you needing me. You know I'm not your friend without some greenery. Walking wearing feathers, Peter should know better. Your cover up is caving in. Man is such a fool, why are we saving him? Poisoning themselves now, begging for our help. Wow. Hills burn in California, my turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya. All the good girls go to hell, cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. My Lucifer is lonely.
I cannot do this, snowflake.
All right, we're back.
Great songs, Amanda.
So yeah, Chloe's a recent.
I'm a recent fan as of 2 days, as in 2 days ago.
Of Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, boys?
On
Billie.
Just say it.
Clay won't be offended.
I won't.
Not my type.
Mm. Nah, easy shaking.
That's not for me.
It's all fine.
What if your daughter was, like, known for being young and scary? Like, that's such a weird daughter to raise.
If it pays the bills.
That's right. Definitely pays the bills. I like the way you think. You're going to be a great dad.
I mean, I don't know how to respond to that.
No, that's fair. Okay, I think it's everyone's favorite time of the night.
PSA time?
PSA time. Chloe, okay. Take it away.
Wait, quick question.
Yes.
Do I just, like, read everything?
Yeah, you just read everything.
Okay. Walking is good exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge. Is that?
It's Ellen. Should we pick up?
Pick up. To Harvard Square in Cambridge. A distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult.
Are you on air right now?
Yeah, you are.
Owen,
too,
I'm
baby.
Giving a PSA. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Scene.
Wait, I'll tune in.
Okay. Clay was
on air right now.
Yeah, we are.
That was practice.
I just want to say hi, and also, can I tell you one thing?
Yes.
I got two individual compliments on my mustache tonight.
Wait, can I see the mustache? Whoa, Owen.
So for all those who are listening,
it's a real mustache.
This is your first time.
Right. DJ Lil Cheez-It.
I like it.
also known as Owen.
It was good.
It was abroad in Vienna.
Oh, I miss you more than life itself, too. Do you want to say something?
We need to talk this week. I feel like I haven't talked to you.
Yeah, I agree. I'll call you this week.
Okay, I forgot bird watching was on right now. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you didn't know. You're not because it was a
you're
new time.
Actually a special guest now. You're speaking into the microphone.
Am I on air right now?
You totally are.
You completely. Sure are.
Oh, Lord. Okay, wait,
I thought,
is bird watching on Monday nights?
No, that was summertime.
Silly.
Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. I mean, darn.
Oh, wait. Oh, darn. You can't say that. It's before 10.
Right. Freak. Freak. Noise.
Oh, and Amanda's already on thin ice.
Yeah.
Wait, seriously? That's Sam?
What up, Owen?
What are you doing?
What?
Oh, my God.
Okay, do you want to just sit right here?
It's the best news ever.
I'm all digging right, the stash, man. Now.
Yeah, that's a stash.
Yeah, Owen, I do like it.
I might have to marry you.
On air right now. Can I just be a part of the show?
For sure.
You sure 100%. Can.
Someone put him in the chair.
All right. Owen, you see this chair? This is where you're sitting.
Yeah, that's me. No, I'm sitting in that.
No, you. Well, oh, my God. Wait, I'm taking.
Yeah,
just,
wait. This is incredible.
This
okay,
is incredible.
Hold on. Everyone smile.
Give me a mic. Give me a mic.
Oh, give me a mic.
Thank you for the headphones.
No problem.
You don't have to move
twice. Oh, this is maybe the best thing that's ever happened. Okay, wait.
This is the coolest thing I've ever been
You don't even know what this looks like yet.
Can everyone just gather around over there?
Yeah, everyone gather.
No, Sam, I need you also
just
to get
carry on. Just carry on the show and I'll chime in as needed.
Wait, Easy, you just gotta scooch down just a little bit. Or up a little bit.
Up or down.
No, that's
Wait,
really
Bones,
perfect.
Are you taking a video of me right now?
No, just a picture.
Just a picture.
And it's going to be so great. It's going to be featured on the birdwatching account for sure, for sure. Okay, well, that was just the best little intermission, but he's still here, and I think he's shirtless.
Okay, I'm going.
But anyway, yeah, it's just a weird semester for sure, because, like, half the people are away. And, I talked to a lot of abroad friends on the phone. Everyone's having a good time, so that's great news. So you're gonna have a great time. And we're just gonna have a really good time here in Medford too. That's the thing. And who else has anything they wanna share?
Well, I just shared a PSA, so give me a minute.
No, that's fair.
Owen, how did skiing go?
Can you hear?
Owen, can you hear?
I'm fading in and out. I'm gonna go find better Wi-Fi. I'll be right back.
Okay, perfect.
Alright.
Well, should we play a song while he's getting there?
Let's do it.
Okay, can I need someone's
phone? I don't know why it looks so funny on the headphone. It's so good.
I get this
okay, Easy's putting music on and he's gonna put something.
Oh, right,
because
that was connected.
That was
to
my
phone.
That was the music source for sure.
Whoops.
Are we a go?
Oh, we're a go.
Thank you. Thank you.
We played them this weekend.
Marshall, I think.
Or Mammoth?
Camels.
Do you know what happens to camels like you, Marshall?
What happens?
They get stepped on by elephants. What do happen?
I don't know if Marshall knows that he's on the air right now. Yeah, he's Marshall, super on the air.
Did you ask Marshall's permission, Ellen?
I need to know what you happened. No one gonna tell me?
We don't know.
We don't know what happened.
No, I said it already.
You missed it.
I think I was laughing.
I said they get stepped on by elephants.
Oh, you're Marshall. I'm spinning around him by the cheek. That's not cool.
So I'll get him closer to a microphone.
Does he know?
You can just pick him up.
That's true.
Let me just move it closer.
Marshall's saying, you're right, camels suck and elephants are cool.
Why is my coach calling you? I can't pick up right now.
Wait, why do you pause me?
My coach is calling me. I definitely can't pick up right now. I'm just going to let it ring because I don't want to hang up. So everyone, let's hold on.
All right, so for everyone who's confused.
My coach, I don't know why my coach is calling.
Oh, what's up, coach?
Owen is on the line from Vienna. His roommate, Marshall, just walked in from Khan College.
Yo, Chloe.
Yeah.
Chloe's coach just called him. Chloe and Owen are having a private conversation right now on the air.
Wait, you can't say
this
that
is just
on
simply
air.
An inappropriate but, time yes, to be having a private conversation. Chloe, enough. Stop that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm turning off her microphone.
Why isn't Sam on
it? We have our next radio show coming on, so should we say goodbye? Owen, say goodbye. To the radio.
Turning off?
Wait, yeah. It's 8 o'clock.
Well, it's almost 8.
So it's our time to
go. Thank you for being a guest FaceTime DJ.
It was a pleasure having you as a guest FaceTime DJ.
A pleasure.
Anytime you need a guest FaceTime DJ on Tuesday nights, I'll probably be around.
Okay, that's awesome. That's the best news. Yeah.
Also, look at my Instagram story.
Also, follow Bird Watching, Bird with about three or four U's on Instagram to get constant content related to birds and radio and my friendship with Rachel. And I guess...
Wait, can I do the sign-off?
Yeah, but put him closer to the microphone.
Wait, can you point me at the wall? I forgot what to say.
Well... You're a little far from the wall. I think.
Move me over there.
We'll all say it together. This is.
Is.
Mandy B.
No, no, you say your name. Say your name.
And this is DJ Lil Cheeza.
What did you say?
That was your name.
He's DJ Lil Cheeza.
I like Lil Cheeza.
Bird watching.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Three. Two.
Bird watching. I'm really sorry. That was maybe the most chaotic hour of ever. But I appreciate you all tuning in. We still have... let's see how many listeners we have. Hi. Oh my god. We have 19 listeners.
Is that the most you've ever had?
Yeah, probably. They're probably just gearing up for the next show. It's going to be incredible. So I'll let you go to that. But hope everyone has the best night.
We're basically famous now.
Basically. Almost. I know. All right, goodbye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.